Our weekly Fort Hood update.
And today,
we've got a newbie.
We do. The commander of the Operational Test Command at Fort Hood, Brigadier General Scott Spellman on the line. Good morning, General.
Gentlemen, thanks for having me on the show.
Well, first of all, we want to get this straightened out. It's Zach and Jim. Don't say gentlemen, okay?
That'll confuse a lot of people.
Yeah.
No, we're glad to have you.
But, you know, as we do, and in fact, we were told, actually, by General Milley, that this morning that you're a newbie. We have something for you, so listen close here. Here we go.
First to fight for the right and to build the nation's might, and the army goes rolling along. Proud of all we have done, fighting till the battle's won, and the army goes rolling along.
Feel free to sing along.
We love it.
Okay. There you go.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Now, you know, and that's kind of actually a little bit of a slap in the face because, you know, this morning we announced that is the U.S. Navy's, today is the birthday of the
Naval Academy.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, anyway, let's move on to talking about the great place in general. First of all, tell us about the Operational Test Command and your job and what you do there.
Well, first of all, we, as you know, we're very unique. We're the Army's only independent operational tester, and so what we get to do is take all of the new equipment, the new systems, the new technology that the Army is considering buying, and we put it in the best laboratory in the world, and that's it. We put it in the hands of an American soldier. So we'll put them out in the field, we'll put them in a demanding test environment, and if there is a way to break it, if there's a way to improve it, if we can use it, that is, they're going to tell us. And so what we do is we take the information, we take that back from soldiers, we write very detailed reports from senior Army leaders, and from those reports, they'll make decisions to buy it, not buy it, or how much to buy.
Uh-huh.
So very, very important work. And our motto is truth in testing, and that we just call it like it is.
In general, is that every product from boots to weapons or just certain things?
We test everything. So from we're testing uniforms today. We test boots. We're testing new vehicles, new weapons, new network technologies for our new communications in the field. So we get to put our hands on all of it.
Hey, what's the neatest toy, you know, that's out there right now?
There is some communication technology that allows soldiers to talk around the world, and it is absolutely fascinating. New line of work for me and learning more about it every day, but absolutely phenomenal capabilities that that we're pursuing.
Yeah, I know we've come a long, long way since World War II, but what amazes me is I'll watch a World War II movie, and they've got the radio man with that giant box on his back, you know, and even in Vietnam, you know, had the big, and now it's just tiny.
That's right. My dad's 85 years old. He fought in Korea for 3 years, and when I talk to him about some of the things that we're doing down here at Fort Hood, it's just it absolutely blows his mind. It really is. We've come so far.
Well, since this is our first visit with you, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm an Army veteran of 27 years. I grew up in the great state of New Jersey, lived about 20 minutes from Giant Stadium. So from a football perspective, I'm in a bit of enemy territory down here. But no, we've been assigned here to Fort Hood before. I was here in the late 80s. We loved it. My wife's a graduate of Mary Hardin Baylor. Taught kindergarten right here in Killeen at Fowler Elementary. My first son was born right here at Darnell Army Community Hospital. So we have some roots. So despite my football loyalties, they have pretty much accepted me here in Operational Test Command.
Well, we're glad to have you. Have an important job, and we're glad that you're doing it. Let's talk about the great place and things going on. You know, due to ramp closures and so forth from the government shutdown, there's some questions about the Fishing for Freedom tournament.
I know the installation and the command here is working very, very hard on this. And even though they were having some issues with the shutdown, they're working to conduct as much of that tournament as absolutely possible. So we're just going to ask all of our folks to stay tuned, and we'll get the latest information out to everyone.
Well, General, give us the update. You know, we continue to train for the fight. We still have soldiers that are deployed.
We do, and we're very, very focused on that. You know, even Operational Test Command, we have 14 soldiers in theater today. And we're looking at 22 different systems that the Army is considering buying. We've got them in the hands of soldiers over there in Afghanistan. And we're going to take that feedback and, as I said, write our reports and get the information up to senior Army leaders.
You know, General, one thing that we wanted to point out last week and again today is that our men and women in uniform that are around the world in harm's way or whatever, they are not lacking anything because of the shutdown, right?
That is correct. You know, it is a very challenging environment right now, particularly for our Army senior leaders as they work to, you know, balance what modernization, readiness, and force structure. And I just know that they are not taking any risk on the readiness of our forces that are getting ready to go over to the fight. For us here in Operational Test Command, our funding is predominantly research and development dollars. We call it 2-year money because of the nature of our tests are sometimes extended. So today we remain very busy. We're working on a lot of projects that were funded with last year's budget, and we're doing a lot of planning for fiscal year 14 as well.
You know, Jim, General here is doing his part to save money, and he's gone over to Cav and borrowed a horse, and he rides it to work every morning.
Is that right? Well, General, I know that the Operational Test Command is really involved with area schools as well, too. I know you might want to mention that.
Yeah, we've got a great partnership right here local with Rancher School, and we're really building on a relationship with Texas A&M right here, both in College Station and Central Texas and University of Texas at Austin. One of the goals that we have is we really want to start building the future of our workforce here at OTC, particularly our scientists, our engineers, our technologists, and our systems analysts. And all those things, all of that training, all of that academic work can be done right here. And so, you know, last week we graduated our next 5 interns from those programs, and they're going right to work right here. And they just bring a lot of fresh ideas, a lot of new approaches, and we're just very, very fortunate to have them and the relationship with the local schools and universities.
Well, General, you guys do great work. We appreciate all you do for us, and thank you so much for calling us this morning and giving us the Fort Hood update.
Well, thanks again for hosting me. It's much appreciated.
The commander of the Operational Test Command at Fort Hood, Brigadier General Scott Spellman, with this week's Fort Hood update.
You know, after the general retires from the military, I bet, honestly, he could go to work for, like, Toys R Us, yeah. You know, and try out the new toy. I think that would be the greatest job in the world.
Oh, absolutely.
Remember the movie with Tom Hanks?
Oh, yeah.
Where he became...
Small, or big.
Big. It was called Big.
Big.
And he
small,
got to
big.
Try out the toys. Yes. Great. All right. Well, thanks to General for calling in this morning. Always good to hear what's going on at the great place. Right now, we want to talk to you about Lockridge Priest, your heating and air conditioning experts, Lennox and Lockridge Priest.
And talk about technology.